Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Dafav, Baba Kama 6a, pagination is 11. Our Gemara is making reference to the second part of the Mishnah with which the Masechta began. And that part of the Mishnah commented on the overall structure of Nezikin. The Mishnah began, there are four primary types of nezek. The ox, meaning an animal that's going, a pit that's stable in its location, and fire, which is not alive but nevertheless goes. And we discussed regarding mave, whether we're understanding it as shein, which is the eating or benefit form of damage, or we introduce the concept, according to one opinion, that that's the person who does damage. At the end of that Mishnah, after explaining the different reasons that it would be more understandable or less understandable for each one of these things to be obligated to pay, the Mishnah says, Hatzara Shava Shabohen, the one thing that they all have in common, is Shadarkan Lahazik, these are normal damages, Ushemirasan Alecha, and guarding them is your responsibility, Uchashehizik, and when it does do damage, Chava Mazik Lashamalim Tashlume Nezek Bemetav Haaretz, the person responsible for doing the damage will have to pay with the best land. Now we'll discuss best land in a later session, but our basic question over here is, what was this summation of the Mishnah coming to inform us, coming to include? And the Gemara brings two types of bor, two examples of pits that still need to be included, one in the name of Abaye and one in the name of Rava. The Gemara, starting from the end of the first line, Hatzara Shava Shabohen, tells us, La'asuye mai, what does this summation come to include? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, La'asuye avno sakino masa'o, a person left his stone, knife, or load, Shehenichan Barosh Gago, he left it on the roof of his building. Fenaflo Burach Matsuya Veiziku, and they fell and did damage as a result of his carelessness. If you'll skip down about four lines, the Gemara maintains that the case that we're looking to include that would not have been understood otherwise is Basar Denaichi. After it landed, it did the damage, but again, it's coming to its place in the form of a wind. Ida afgerinu, and we're dealing with a case that he made it hefker, ben lerav ben lishmuel hainu bor, and essentially, according to everyone, once it's hefker, it's going to be, once it's ownerless, once he relinquishes his rights to it, it's considered bor. In other words, there is an opinion that says if you retain your rights in this obstacle, then it's going to be considered mamon hamazik, your ownership item that's doing damage. But we're going to keep it simple. Afgerinu, he relinquished his rights. Skipping another four lines, velodamu lebor, and it's different than the regular case of bor that was already listed in the Mishnah, and this is why we needed this summation. Ma lebor shekein ein koach acher meurav bo. A regular bor doesn't have another force mixed in with it that would cause you to step back and say, maybe you're not obligated. Usually, the item is where it is, and that's where it does the damage. Over here, you placed it in one place. It only got to the other place because it blew. Toma bahani shekoach acha me'urav bahen, we weren't so sure that such a case should be guilty and obligated to pay. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says hatzar hashoveh. There's a thread that runs through all of these cases, and because we have multiple avos nezikin, multiple primary cases, we get the sense that this case would be included as a result of the different principles that we've already learned. Esh tochiach, fire, for example, has another force within it. The wind blows it, and you're still obligated. So that's not a reason to absolve. You could argue, mala esh shekein darko leilechu lahazik, you could say a fire is normal to go and do damage, and it goes over here. It's doing damage by someone else coming to it and tripping on it. Bar tochiach. But then you could look at bar and see that the fact that someone comes to it is not a reason to absolve. The case of the pit, that's exactly the case. V'chazar hadin, and you could slide these reasons and svaras back and forth and realize that in summation, such a case also would be obligated. And that's the suggestion of Abaye, that the summation is coming to include an item that was left in one place, and through the wind that blew it, it became a bor, a pit, in a different location. Rava Omar, Rava says, a different suggestion what this summation is coming to include. La asuye bor amiskalgal baragli odam uvaragli behema, a pit in the public area, meaning an obstacle, that gets kicked. So if you would have a package or you would have a bottle, and while it's in its one place, maybe it's broken and it has shards and it causes damage, but it gets kicked. So it ends up doing its actual damage not in the place that the person placed it, but rather where it went by virtue of the normal dynamics of the public domain. Skipping down about six lines, da'afkarinu, the case is that the person made it ownerless, he relinquished rights, and you would think that it should automatically be included in bor in the case of pit, but velodami labor, it's not really the same, and that's why we needed the summation. We only understand it because of the grouping of cases collectively. Because ma'al bor shekein ma'isav garmulo, by bor, the placement of the obstacle is normally what causes the damage. Toma bahani, but in this case, she'ein ma'isav garmulo, his act alone did not cause the damage. It was that it then got kicked and moved. Very comparable to the Ruach Mitzuya idea, but it gets kicked in the public area. So maybe you'd be potter, absolved. Shor yochiach. So then we look at shor, the person's animal that goes and does damage. Malu shor shekein darko leilechu lahazik. It goes, it's normal to go, but it does the damage as opposed to someone tripping on it. Bar tochiach, the pit case, will verify for us that it makes no difference whether we went and did the damage or someone came and got damaged on it. V'chazar adin, and the logic perpetually swings, lo roize ki roize, they're not equal, and therefore the tzad hashoveh shebehen, in summation, you see that a person who does damage is obligated, and all of these nuances and reasons are not reasons to absolve. So again, the views of Abaye and Rava are that this end part of the Mishnah is coming to include two unique cases of bar. Abaye says you left it in one place, it blew and landed in a different place where it did damage. Rava said, you put it in the public area, but it ended up doing damage after it got kicked in a different location, and the person in both of these cases will still be liable. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.